Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Former Brooklyn Park City Council member XP Lee is the winner of the Minnesota House District 34B special election. Democrat Lee topped Republican Ruth Bittner 61-39% Tuesday for the seat of fallen House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman. Lee's victory brings the House back to a 67-67 tie between DFL and GOP members. Hortman and her husband were assassinated by the alleged gunman who also shot Senator John Hoffman and his wife in Champlin. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar recognized the efforts of first responders in both the June political attacks and the Annunciation Catholic school shooting in Minnesota. During a committee hearing on the FBI, Klobuchar said lawmakers need to find a solution to the violence.
My focus on behalf of these parents was just to figure out how we can do anything to stop this from happening again. So expanded background checks, ghost gun bans, every shooting is different. Raising the minimum age to purchase an assault weapon, even if we're not going to ban them. I favor banning them, but that's one idea that's out there.
She said they also need to look at social media and how that could be contributing to the violence as well. A group of state senators is hosting another working group hearing this morning at the Capitol to discuss proposals on how to prevent gun violence. Minnesotans can now purchase adult-use cannabis at 13 medical dispensaries in the state. Eric Tobel from the Office of Cannabis Management says the medical providers moved from the State Department of Health to the OCM.
And as we've been building what will become sort of the adult use and medical market, we've reached a point where we're ready to transition them. And as part of that transition, they go from just selling to medical patients to having their doors open to adult use customers as well.
Legacy Cannabis Duluth opened the first non-medical dispensary Tuesday. The fall landscape is taking hold across Minnesota with vibrant colors beginning to blanket the state. DNR Commissioner Sarah Stroman says,
nature puts on quite a show in Minnesota each fall. Our state's most colorful season is the perfect time to enjoy the great outdoors. The changing leaves, the fall wildflowers, the prairie grasses, the wildlife. All together, they make for stunning scenery across the state.
You could check out the Fall Color Finder on the Minnesota DNR's website. And the Minnesota Lynx and Golden State Valkyries play Game 2 of the WNBA playoffs tonight in San Jose. The Lynx won the opener 101-72 at Target Center Sunday. Five Minnesota players scored in double figures. The Lynx can clinch the best of three first-round series with a victory tonight on the Valkyries' home court. The game was actually moved from the Chase Center in San Francisco to San Jose's SAP Center due to a tennis tournament. This is MNN.